This is Charlottesville Tomorrow, an advocate for our future today. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonpartisan community organization working on land use, transportation, and community design issues. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
The Charlottesville City Council has agreed with the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors that further study of the proposed Eastern Connector be put on hold until more is known about traffic patterns and possible ways to pay for the road. Their decision came despite a recommendation from city staff that the county be asked to conduct a more detailed location study of two potential routes. Council made their decision after viewing a report at their meeting on November 17, 2008. Charlottesville Tomorrow's recording begins with Mayor Dave Norris.
Next item on our agenda is a report on the Eastern Connector, and we have with us tonight Jeanette Janicek here to present.
Okay, so I'm here to report on the feasibility study that we've called the Eastern Connector. And I first wanted to start with explaining what a feasibility study is. It's the first step in transportation planning when you essentially take all the data that you can amass on what the current conditions are, what you think the area will turn into, public opinion, and then you develop a purpose and need. What transportation problem are you trying to solve, and who are you trying to serve with this new facility? So this was a joint study, as you know, that was funded by the city and the county, and together they came up with a steering committee of politicians, planning commissioners, staff, citizens from both jurisdictions, as well as VDOT staff and TJPDC staff. 13 steering committee meetings were held, as well as two public meetings in November 2007. There was also a Board of Supervisors meeting recently where the public could also issue comment. One of the most important and integral parts of this transportation project has been developing a purpose and need. And we feel as city staff that that was originally given from City Council and the Board of Supervisors, that a new eastern connection needed to be developed north of the city on 29 and east of the city on 250, and that that should be a new alignment. Shortly after the steering committee was developed, this project area or scope was increased to include city land, which we thought was stepping out of what the original direction of the study was. City staff feels that the consultant was able to demonstrate with a number of data collections that the city's or the county's designated growth areas north and east of the city were going to experience substantial growth in population, in employment, that the traffic projections and the modeling done show that this new connection was needed within the county to serve county traffic. The city also was able to provide turning movements and traffic counts as well that we've done with along 250, again, reiterating that there's a need for a new connection north and east of the city. Unfortunately, the committee, though, was unable to form a consensus as to where exactly this traffic was coming from, where it was going, and exactly in what jurisdiction or where this alignment would best serve the traffic. So 14 alternatives were analyzed, including the no build. Three, however, concepts remain, and those are what you see before you, behind you, actually. The first one is Profit Road relocated, or Route 649, and the major components of that, we were looking at widening 1.2 miles that was east of 29, a new location alignment to bypass the central part of Profit Historic District to kind of straighten out that alignment, as well as an additional grade-separated overpass, two lanes over Norfolk Southern Railroad. Then the second is the Polo Grounds Roads Connector, or Route 6443. It's a new crossing in the Ravanna River, as well as a new alignment from essentially the single-lane railroad underpass towards Virginia Route 220 Redbud Lane Junction. And then the third alternative is essentially called Penn Park Alignment, which would connect 250 up from Route 20 through and around the park to connect eventually at Rio Road. And I would like to point out that because this is a feasibility study, these are general concepts. for the Rio Road. I know there's about five different ways that the consultant has looked to either go to the west of it, to the east of it, through it, et cetera. So these, again, are just general concepts as to where we think a roadway would best serve the community. Now, the steering committee came up with a pretty detailed list of recommendations, but they were focused on this figure 13, the Penn Park alignment, as the best alternative. The focus there was a little bit more on moving traffic the best, and we found that actually a four-lane facility closest to the city as possible would help traffic the most. And the further out you go, the less effect you would have. And then the steering committee recommended first, you know, the Penn Park, and then following up with figure one and two. And the Board of Supervisors heard this recommendation, and their action is to hold off on any kind of action until they can complete an origin and destination study, which would help confirm where the traffic's coming from and where it's going. Also, they were interested in seeing what the RTA study would result in, if a formation of a transit authority would help the neighborhood or the area. And they were also interested in identifying funding, because with economic times, this could be difficult. City staff recommendation, however, is we're a little concerned with the Penn Park alignment. We understand helping traffic, but the concern is that we would be affecting another city park with a transportation or roadway improvement. So we would recommend moving forward location study, which would help set these alignments in a little bit more engineering and detail specific way. And we would focus on really alternative one and two, the Polo Grounds and the Profit Road. We would still consider Penn Park just to analyze it and make sure that there isn't anything that we're missing that's obvious and that the park in some way could be served, but really focusing on alternative one and two. And also maybe doing a letter of support to the city or to the county for this, and also to help expand the transit service out to Pantops might also help alleviate the situation. And the reason why we're moving or wishing to move forward with the location study is that part of the problem that we've encountered when studying this area is that there are so many restraints, whether they're natural with the Ravanna River or the floodplain or the mountains, and also naturally or man-made, where there's a lot of preservation and historic conservation districts. There are a lot of developments already and future developments coming. So location study would help to reserve this land so that no other improvement could come as a barrier to what we're proposing here.
So you're suggesting a location study, even though the county has made it clear that they're not interested in...
Just the letter of support saying that the city does recognize that there are, certainly with the economic times, and there are other studies out there, but the city does feel that this is important to the overall area.
And what is the cost of location study?
Location study, that can vary. I'm not quite certain.
What range?
Several hundred thousand, certainly. Could be up to $1 million. It's not now suggested.
When is the origin and destination data available?
There's a little bit from 1999, but that doesn't really answer the Eastern study connection. The study as well is quite expensive. And also city staff at this time is not recommending. We went 50-50 on the feasibility study. We're not really recommending that the city put any more money in without seeing a strong show of support from the county.
No. You mentioned that there was an origin destination study already being done right now?
Well, there was one done in 1999, and VDOT will be doing another one in a couple years. However, VDOT did the last one, and it is a good way to test that your traffic modeling is working, but not necessarily to answer a specific transportation question.
I guess that I had one concern I have with this letter of support. I really couldn't support if it makes any reference to Penn Park, I guess, mm-hmm. being included in there. That's just kind of where I am. Because I don't think we ought to sacrifice any more parkland.
I understand that.
Other thoughts?
Bikes, pedestrian, transit.
I think the difficulty here is that essentially what I got out of the study, which I think is a useful study, but what I got out of the study is that the only alignment that really makes any sense from a transportation perspective is putting a new road through Penn Park. And I happen to fully agree with Mr. Taliaferro that that option should be taken off the table. And so I'm not convinced it makes sense to proceed with this project at this point, particularly given what we're hearing from the county, which is a pretty basic lack of interest in moving this road forward for any number of reasons. But I'd be happy to hear what other councilors think. I'm not sure we want to invest more of our money, which I think might be just throwing money down a hole at this point. So. Mm-hmm.
Does the origin destination study shed light on the validity of the first two alternatives? I mean, address the issues that the mayor is referring to.
Well, the current origin and destination study and the traffic counts, et cetera, they show some improvement. It's not as big of an improvement as with the Penn Park. But the actual, what would be most useful would be an additional study of another origin and destination that would really give you the amount of detail.
But there are different ways of doing the studies. There's some way we look at, like, license plates and stuff, and there's another one where you actually have people roll down their window and tell you where they're headed. I mean, can you talk a little bit about, is there a form of a origin destination study that would really help decision make whether there's any usefulness to one of these alternatives or not, or would we not really qualitatively change what we know now?
Well,
or do you know?
I guess it's in what we can empirically prove and what we believe is happening. The traffic modeling that essentially most other improvement projects that are created and done, that's been good enough. Origin destination, or O&D, is taking it to another level in both of what you mentioned, the videotaping or the rolling down the window and telling where you're going to be. That's just taking it another step further. So I think the modeling does show that there is a concern and there is a need. O&D would maybe give that extra incentive to the county that this definitely is an issue. VDOT also is going to be doing another, and this information should be out in about a year. It's not so much an O&D, but it is a polling, essentially, and finding out where people are coming from, where they're going, how they're getting there, et cetera. So it's another travel demand survey that will be coming out.
When will that be out?
That's going to be out in about a year or two. And that's what's holding up our long-range plan, the UNJAM 2035. We're not reinventing the wheel. We're going to wait until that information comes out, and then we'll test the model. And
it seems to me that before we spend more money in location study, you want to wait for this data, origin destination data, which is more up to date, which can tell you maybe where people are going. Because one of the concerns I have is that projections for 250 bypass are extremely high for the next 10 years. And my worry is that it will just become totally jammed if there's no other alternative.
Well, and that's, of the 14 alignments that were proposed or alternatives that were proposed, one of them was winding 250 from Free Bridge.
Those are my alternatives.
Exactly, and that's kind of where we came from. As you can see here, other than, of course, the park, there's no city alternative, and there originally was. It was the winding of 250. It was also a power line alignment, which would be essentially taking out some very large power utility poles and putting a road through people's backyards. And there was another alternative where adding a couple more bridges across the Ravanna River from the county to the city.
I'm not looking for a city alternative because it is the traffic which is coming from the county. I think they ought to take care of their traffic to some degree. So that's why I'm interested in northern alternatives and maybe wait for origin destination data. Because I really don't see any point in wasting money in doing another location study at this stage to be some more information.
Yes, and staff completely agrees not spending any more city money on this.
The origin and destination information that the county is waiting on, or has said they would want to hear more about, is that the VDOT study that you talked about? Or?
I believe that's a separate study that they would like to commission. Now, I have not heard as to if they've identified funding for that or any timeline, simply that they would like an O&D study completed before moving forward.
Any other thoughts? I think one option. Oh, go ahead, Ms. Edwards.
Bikes, pedestrian, transit.
Towards that end, one option is simply to would be for us to reaffirm to echo what the County Board of Supervisors has agreed, which is to say we will not move forward on this project unless until we get the Regional Transit Authority or the Regional Transit Study completed. Until we get better data on origin destination, and until we figure out how to pay for it, and just not proceed with any other studies at this point.
Other than origin destination study.
Well, yeah. Although I'm not sure I would even be willing to commit city funds for that at this point.
Yeah,
but
I think their action was to table that as well.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
Any thoughts?
If you would like a motion to the effect of your ideas of not moving forward in terms until the conditions you mentioned are met, I'd be glad to make that motion.
Is there a second?
And you could restate those conditions that you did so well a second ago.
We will not move forward on the Eastern Connector project until we have better information on regional transit alternatives, on origin destination study, although we're not willing to commit city funds, or origin and destination information, although we're not willing to commit city funds for that study at this point, and on identification of funding options for this new road.
That was my motion.
Okay, great.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Please indicate your vote. Thank you very much, Ms. Janicek.
Thank you.